News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Lindsay is here, and Lindsay is looking for volunteers.
Yes, I am. So we're recruiting our Community Impact Grant Panel volunteers. We're trying to get these underway throughout the next week or two. That way we can kick off really strong in January as we start to release our grant application and our volunteers contribute their time and hours to actually review those applications and ultimately recommend funding decisions to our board.
I would think right off the bat for those who contribute to United Way of the Brazos Valley, what another wonderful way to participate in the process to see how their dollars are going to be considered to be used.
Exactly. This is a great way for community members to get involved and be able to give their feedback and their perspective from the community into our grant review process. We go through a very tried and true process, basically, that we've learned from over the years and from other United Ways and through the grant making process. We release our applications in January to nonprofits that apply. And then volunteers review those applications. They actually go out to site visits at those agencies. They make tons of questions. They ask tons of questions and are able to really get into the in-depth process of where is that United Way dollar going? So what is the impact that we're making? And being able to make a decision on that. So they make recommendations to our board and kind of select which agencies and how much each agency should receive given the application that they've been reviewing at that time.
And refresh my memory, if I'm correct, this is a two-year funding cycle, so it's even additionally important when you're dealing with a two-year cycle.
It is, yes. So this funding cycle will run through our fiscal years from 2016 to 2018. So we're talking about big impact with those dollars. So we want to be able to solidify and vet and do all of the hard ask questions ahead of time so that we know that those 2 years of dollars, those 2 years of grants are really making big impact.
For someone who maybe we have given them something to think about, where can they go to learn more about the process?
They can go to our website, uwbv.org, and it is on our homepage. They can also call our office and ask for me, 979-696-4483, and I'm extension 113.
And again, ask for Lindsay and be more than happy to visit about the grant committee process. How many people?
We're looking for 30 volunteers, and we have about 5 confirmed to date, so we're looking for a pretty good handful of people from the community. There's no qualifications necessary. It's just that you are a Brazos Valley resident and that you have a heart or a passion to give back in this way. It's a time commitment from January to about April, May, and it's about 8 hours a month.
And something else to emphasize, too, we're talking Brazos Valley, not just Brazos County.
Very true. And we want to be considerate of our outer counties so that we are representative of those areas. So we definitely would love to have some grant reviewers that are from our outer counties.
Again, visiting with Lindsay LeBlanc with the United Way of the Brazos Valley, I always try to make a pitch about those who are not with an employer that will get a United Way of the Brazos Valley presentation during the community campaign season. Understand that there's also another way to make a contribution.
We've got tons of ways to donate now. We're really getting up and coming on the times. So we just added a Facebook donate tab to our Facebook page. So United Way of the Brazos Valley, you can find that. It's in the middle of the page underneath our cover photo. You also have text to give. So it's 41444. You text Stronger United, all one word, to 41444, and it'll prompt you through our text to give options. You can donate through our website. I mean, we've got pretty much every option out there now.
And the continuing reminders, the campaign is still going on, that if you are a supervisor or employer, that I'm sure there are still opportunities to get a presentation.
Of course, yes. We can do those throughout the year, and they just need to call our office.
And that's our update, United Way of the Brazos Valley. Lindsay LeBlanc with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.